ओम शांति। एक्सपेरिमेंट्स इन वोल्केनिक योगा। The authority of experience is the highest authority in this world. In confluence age, Baba gives us highest knowledge. And the proof of highest knowledge is elevated spiritual experiences. Those souls would have the treasure store of spiritual experiences. They would be able to maintain stable stage at the end in upheaval situations. They would be able to do service to the mind, unlimited service. And in this season, Baba emphasizes again and again for having the experience of volcanic yoga. What is the secret behind it? The first reason is that there is a short time. There is not much time. And within this short time, we must transform our heart sanskars, old sanskars. And for transforming our past sanskars, we really, really need to have such type of the powerful yoga, volcanic yoga. Secondly, we must have the treasure store of powers with us available. Through the volcanic stage of yoga, we can collect lots of powers so that we would be able to help others. We would be the donor of spiritual powers. We can help others. For having the experience of volcanic stage of yoga, we really need to work sincerely on 5 aspects. First aspect, for experiencing volcanic yoga. We need to have the experience of deep and powerful soul conscious stage. Deep and powerful stage of soul consciousness. Not just the stage of soul consciousness, but deep and really powerful soul conscious stage. We must visualize very deeply and very clearly in the center of our forehead that I am a very tiny and shining point of divine light. Percentage of visualization must increase. And secondly, the time of being in that stage must increase. For instance, I am a new practitioner of yoga. I can visualize myself as a point of light with 10% consciousness. Out of 100% consciousness, 10% consciousness I can visualize myself. It means I am having 90% body consciousness in subtle form. I must keep on increasing the percentage of visualization 10 to 20, 30, 40, 50, 60% soul conscious stage means 40% still I am having body consciousness. I must increase 60, 70, 80, 100% soul conscious stage and zero body consciousness. This is the deepest soul conscious stage. When Brahma Baba was karmatit, anybody could feel from Baba's stage, Baba have deep soul conscious stage. He is not having any more awareness of his body. He is deeply lost in soul conscious stage. That is the sign you are close to your karmati stage. Powerful soul conscious stage means what? I am not only a soul, but I am a powerful soul. We must maintain that consciousness. I am a master almighty soul, I am a powerful soul, or I am a master son of knowledge. Why this is necessary? Because when the voltage of this soul bulb would be powerful, then automatically we can absorb maximum spiritual power from spiritual powerhouse Baba. When I am having ordinary consciousness, I am a soul. It means the voltage of this soul bulb is very less. I can receive energy from Baba, but very little. Volcanic stage of yoga means receiving tremendous power from Baba. That is why, especially at Amrut Vela or at evening, while sitting in yoga, we must maintain that powerful soul conscious stage. I am Master Almighty Soul, or I am Master Son of Knowledge, or I am powerful soul. Now, we are going to do the experiment of this deep and powerful soul conscious stage now. Sit upright. As I sit here, I use the eye of my intellect to visualize deeply and clearly in the center of my forehead, that I am a very tiny and shining point of divine light. The eye of my divine intellect is fully focused on the point of light. I am a peaceful soul. Radiating the light of peace. The waves of peace in this atmosphere. Experiencing the depth of peace. My true existence in this world is just a tiny point of divine light. I am Master Almighty Soul. radiating the waves of spiritual powers all around me. Experiencing wonderful aura of light and might surrounding me. How fortunate am I visualizing and experiencing my original form, incorporeal form, that is a point of divine light. As there are stars in the sky, I am a living star on this world globe. Spreading divine light all around me. Fortunate soul selected by God for the elevated task of establishment of new world. Wonderful star, radiant star, radiating divine light. Shanti. Second aspect for experiencing volcanic stage experiencing very deep and powerful God conscious stage. Experiencing very deep and powerful God consciousness. Go in Paramdham. Sit very close to Baba. And visualize Baba's form deeply and very clearly. How beautiful is Baba's form. How Baba's mind is. How Baba's intellect is so pure, so divine, so clear. How Baba's sanskars are. how Baba's personality is a wonderful personality. Just visualize very clearly Baba's form. And experience that. And Arjuna had the vision of God, the form of God. He was explaining, form of God is really powerful. Thousands and thousand times powerful than this physical sun, this worldly sun. You just experience that powerful form of Baba in soul world. Visualize Baba's powerful form. He's a son of knowledge, very powerful son of knowledge. It's a supreme experience, is supremacy. It's almighty authority. It's highest authority in this three world. Visualize Baba's form. And experience Baba's powerful form also. While sitting close to Baba. Satyam Sivam Sundaram is ever truthful. Sivam means ever benefactor, is ever benefactor. Sundaram means most beautiful being. Just visualize Baba's form very deeply, very clearly. Keep on visualizing for a long time, as much as possible. Just keep on visualizing Baba. So that you can immerse Baba's form at any time, in a second. In this peace palace of soul conscious, peace palace of soul world, Baba and you are sitting close and you are just enjoying Baba's beautiful form. Print Baba's form on your intellect and on your heart. He's a most beautiful being in this three worlds. Now, we are going to do the experiment of God consciousness. I, the soul, is sitting very close to Baba in soul world. Baba is incredibly beautiful. He is a supreme star, and I am superstar. Baba's personality is wonderful personality. I am enjoying his personality. I am enjoying his beauty. Baba become the light of my eyes. In the world of my heart, there is only one Baba. Nothing else but just only Baba. Baba is almighty authority. He is ocean of spiritual power. He is powerful spiritual son of knowledge. I am visualizing Baba's powerful form and experiencing also. Baba, you are so sweet, Baba. You are so generous, Baba. You are giving me everything which I really need, Baba. I'm just enjoying Baba's beauty. Baba's beautiful form. And experiencing Baba's powerful form. Baba is my best companion. I am enjoying his best company. Shanti. Now, third aspect. For experiencing volcanic yoga, our heart must overflow with true godly love only. Our heart must overflow with true godly love. My love, my true godly love is only for Baba. I am having really tremendous love for Baba. He is my whole world. He is a contractor of love. I really would like to transfer my full love towards Baba only. In this confluence age, I really would like to transfer my complete love, whole love towards Baba only. Why? I must have that realization. Why I should transfer my whole love towards Baba? First reason, God's love is only reliable love. Second reason, God's love is only everlasting love. Unlimited love. Third reason, God's love is only uncomplicated and unconditional love. Third reason, only God's love can purify me. God's love is purifying me. And fifth reason, only God's love can take me beyond this world towards the highest region. That is why I really would like to share my true heartly love with Baba only. I share my love with souls in cycle, but I had bitter experiences in copper age and iron age. Now my love is only for Baba. If I am having that realization, then automatically I will transfer my true love only towards Baba, and my heart can overflow with true godly love. And love is a wonderful magnetic power. With the power of love, you can experience Baba very close to yourself. Baba is thousands and thousands miles away. But by having tremendous love with Baba, you can feel very closeness with Baba. You can feel oneness with Baba, combined with Baba. And once you get lost in ocean of love, on one hand, Baba is ocean of love, and on the other hand, Baba is ocean of power. He's a son of knowledge also. Power, ocean of power also. That's why that loveful stage can convert easily in a powerful stage. That is why we must get deeply lost, deep down, deep in the ocean of love. I don't know where am I. I am deeply lost in the ocean of love. Baba. One must experience that loveful stage. Then loveful stage automatically transform in a powerful stage of yoga, volcanic form of yoga. Fourth aspect. For experiencing volcanic yoga, our mind and intellect must be full with joy, full with happiness, and full with godly intoxication. Then meeting with Baba would be wonderful. And in that type of the meeting, you can get wonderful experiences, deep experiences in that meeting, in that yoga, in that connection. Your mind and intellect must be filled with joy, filled with intoxication. And for that, we must keep on sitting all the time on the throne of self-respect. All the day long, we must keep on sitting on the throne of self-respect, then only our intoxication, our happiness is increasing gradually and gradually. The degree of intoxication must increase, the degree of happiness must increase. This is the sign of spiritual progress in this Brahmin life. We must not leave, at any cost, we must not leave the throne of self-respect. Give respect to yourself first. Enjoy very good self-respect. Then automatically your mind and intellect would be full with joy, full with happiness and full with intoxication. I am a special instrument of God. Out of millions and millions of souls, God select me. I am a world benefactor soul. I am a world transformer soul. Maintain such type of the self-respect all the time. We are giving respect to others, that is a good thing, giving respect to others. But first of all, we must give respect to ourselves. Dadi Prakash Maniji has said that if you have really love for Dadi, or if you would like to become like Dadi, you just become the embodiment of two words. Soman and Sanman. Soman means maintain self-respect all the time. Sanman means keep on giving respect to everybody. Maintain very good relationship. Maintain good wishes and pure feeling for each and every soul. Because as much we are maintaining self-respect and giving respect to others, then automatically we are becoming free from the waste thoughts. Waste thought is the one type of a leakage. Through that leakage we are losing so much energy and we feel exhausted. That is why we must keep on maintaining this good wishes, self-respect to each other. Baba has said once, waste thought is also impurity. I churn on that point, how the waste thoughts is impurity. Because when we are having waste thoughts in our mind, waste thoughts are related with any physical being or any physical thing. We are forgetting Baba at that time and we are thinking about these two aspects. And that is impurity. Because at this time, the elements also impure, souls are also impure, things are also impure. That is one type of impurity. And fifth aspect, for experiencing volcanic yoga, we must have full determination and full concentration in that process of yoga. Full determination means when we are sitting for yoga at Amrut Vela or at evening, sit with full determination. Anyhow, now I really would like to experience volcanic yoga. Sit with that determination. Baba has said that success is a shadow of determination. Then definitely you would have the experience of volcanic yoga. Well, beginning is half done. This is a saying. If you are sitting with that full determination, then automatically you would have the experience of powerful yoga. And concentration. Visualizing Baba means getting connection with Baba. Getting link with Baba. But the percentage of visualization must be full. Visualize Baba with 100% concentration. With full concentration. Your mind and intellect must be together. At that time, they must work together. Manmanabhava means our mind must engage with Baba. Our mind must think about Baba. But we must visualize deeply Baba and we must think about only Baba. When our mind and intellect are working together with full concentration, then only we can get the experience of volcanic yoga. For example, when we would like to burn the piece of paper in sunlight, we are holding the magnifying lens, we are receiving the light of that sun on that magnifying lens, and when the rays of the sun are passing through that magnifying lens, the rays are becoming really like laser rays or powerful rays. And when that powerful rays are concentrating on one point, on a soul, they are creating tremendous spiritual energy, and that spiritual energy turn in a volcanic yoga. Powerful fire of yoga. And in that powerful yoga fire, our sins are burning away. The intellect is like a magnifying lens. We are receiving light and might from Baba, spiritual son of knowledge. And when the rays are passing through the intellect, rays are becoming really powerful, laser rays, and the laser rays are focusing on a point, on a soul, and create tremendous power, spiritual power, and that power turns in a fire of yoga, volcanic form of yoga. That is why we must have full concentration in that process of yoga. Must not be single person distraction in that process. We must experience Baba is the light of my eyes. And when we are having really tremendous love for Baba, then automatically we can maintain such type of the consistency and such type of the concentration in that process of yoga. Because while performing action, we cannot maintain such type of the concentration. Because our consciousness is getting busy in actions, whatever we are performing. At that time, we can experience angelic stage. But while sitting in yoga, we must experience that type of the powerful yoga with full concentration. Especially at Amrut Vela. Amrut Vela means experiencing the nectar of powers from Baba. Successful Amrut Vela yoga means receiving the nectar of powers from Baba. Love is a medium through which we are maintaining connection and relationship with Baba. But through that connection, we must receive tremendous power from Baba. Because we are practicing yoga every day, we are listening Murli every day, but because of not experiencing powerful yoga, we are not really able to transform our heart and sanskars. And for that, Baba is emphasizing particularly for having such type of the volcanic form of yoga. Clear? Clear concept? Huh? Or anybody have any question regarding this? Otherwise, we will practice very nicely volcanic form of yoga for a while. Yes? Experiencing Baba. Bab Dada in angelic world. But volcanic form of yoga in soul world. Yeah, only Shiva Baba. But when Bap Dada is in front of me, I must have respect for Brahma Baba and remember Shiv Baba. Giving respect, we must remember Shiv Baba. But for having experience of volcanic yoga, we must have that experience in soul world. Because through angelic stage, we cannot burn our past sins. But what is the benefit of that angelic stage? We cannot create new sins. We are just enjoying relationship with Baba, loveful relationship with Baba through angelic stage. Then we are moving one step ahead. We are transferring from angelic world to soul world automatically. Okay? Clear? Now let us have the powerful experience of volcanic yoga. For experiencing deep soul consciousness and deep God consciousness, light safedi rakhna. We must understand very clearly which is really the eye of the soul, which is the visualization power of a soul. We must have clear understanding in mind and intellect. Which power is my intellect and which power is my mind? The visualization power of a soul is the intellect, and thinking power of a soul is the mind. While sitting in yoga, experience the difference in these two subtle power. Then automatically you can have powerful yoga. And you must pay full attention on your intellect. Intellect must not wander here and there. Intellect must be fully focused on Baba only. Om Shanti. I am a very powerful soul. I am Master Almighty Soul. Radiating the waves of powers all around me. Experiencing wonderful aura of divine light surrounding me. I am a pure soul. Spreading the fragrance of purity in this atmosphere. Experiencing wonderful crown of purity. And experiencing blissful stage. In this world, my true form is just a point of divine light. I, the soul, am sitting in the aeroplane of my intellect. And flying towards the soul world. Flying beyond this world globe. Flying far beyond the sun and moon and stars. I arrive at the world of an angels. How beautiful is this angelic world? It is snow, white, bright, divine light. I, the soul, adopt the dress of an angel. How beautiful is this dress of divine light. Oh. The emperor of angels is sweet Brahma Baba is in front of me in his perfect angelic form. My dearest dad, Shiva Baba is also present in him. Baba gives me a love field drishti. I, the soul, become lost in the ocean of love. I become lost in Baba's arm. Oh, my lovely child. Most welcome here in this angelic world. And have the experience of any relationship at any time with me. Experience me sometimes, your father. Play in my lap as a small child. And experience fatherly love from me. Baba tells me that experience me as your supreme teacher. I am proud of my teacher. He's giving me special tuition. He is filling my apron with invaluable jewels of knowledge. My intellect is becoming divine and divine. As a preceptor, I experience his hand of blessings on my forehead. I am receiving lots of blessings through his drushti. I am am enjoying my Brahmin life under his canopy. Truly, I am a very fortunate soul. I am experiencing different relationship directly with God. And filling my heart with true godly love. I, the soul, is living the dress of an angel and flying towards this incorporeal world. Flying far towards the soul world. Oh, how beautiful is this, my sweet home, my real home, my true home. It is full with golden red divine light. There is infinite peace in this world. How sweet is this, my sweet home. Incredibly beautiful form of Shiv Baba is in front of me. I am observing Baba's personality. Enjoying Baba's beauty. Baba becomes the light of my eyes. He is my whole world. Baba, You are so sweet, Baba. You are so loveful, Baba. I really love you, Baba. Baba. I was suffering badly in the ocean of sorrow. And you just picked me up, Baba. You adopted me, Baba. And put me in your lap. In the swing of super sense of joy. Never ever dream that you will accept me. My heart is overflowing with true godly love. The soul is going closer and closer to Baba. And become lost in the arm of light and might. I become lost in the ocean of love. I experience oneness with Baba, combined with Baba. Baba is Son of Knowledge. He's a thousands and thousand times powerful than this physical sun. I am visualizing Baba's powerful form. His unlimited source of spiritual energy. From the Son of Knowledge, Baba. The shower of powers. Is following me. I am receiving tremendous light and might
from lighthouse and mighthouse, Baba. I am receiving and receiving. Tremendous power from Baba. And in the fire of yoga, in the volcanic yoga, my sins are burning away. I feel very light and happy. I am receiving constantly the shower of powers from Baba. Enjoying spiritual sunbath in the presence of Sun of Knowledge, Baba. And receiving tremendous power. The battery of my soul is recharging. How powerful experience is this? How unique experience is this? I really would like to sustain this powerful experience. The soul receive lots of power from Baba. And returning towards the corporeal world, and entering in this corporeal body, and in sitting in the center of my forehead,